Welcome back to Power User Podcast, our podcast version of our upcoming webcast TV show, Power User TV.
Can you say cast five times in a row?
Cast. Woo-hoo! Cast. I can't count to five, so it really becomes a problem. In any event, I'm Kristen Hatcher, and with me again today is regular contributor Brad Wardell.
I have been promoted to regular contributor.
That is true.
It's now, do I get a pay raise for this?
Yes. I'll triple your pay.
Ooh, wait a minute. I wasn't getting paid before.
Exactly. So, there you go. You get nothing. Three times nothing is still nothing.
You know, my jet fuel doesn't pay for itself.
You're right. I guess you're going to have to get a second job then, right?
Oh, man. You know, that whole Starduck thing, I don't know.
Right. Well, you could get fired.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Somebody should fire you.
You know, that indeed. Well, they, you know what? If they did, though, I would start up a web page.
Yes.
That's how, where I could give out my story to other people.
Sounds like a good idea. In fact, yes, that was a bad segue, but we're, you know, we're just getting used to this thing here. Okay, what we're talking about today is a new blogging website. It's a blogging website with a twist, and you can find it at www.simplyfired.com. Their whole purpose in life here on this webpage is to get people to tell the story of how they got fired. And the best part is there's actually a contest associated with this. So the grand prize winner, or as they say, the grand prize loser, wins a Caribbean cruise for two on the Apprentice cruise ship with other cast members who've been fired by Donald Trump. And they go from New York to the Caribbean, and it includes a send-off party with Donald Trump. It's pretty sweet, isn't it?
That is pretty cool. Maybe I'll have to sign up for that.
Yeah, really? So as soon as I fire you, you can put your story up there.
That bastard Kristen Hatcher.
I helped her start this thing, right.
I just told her she needed to use all of her attributes. And she said, that's sexual harassment. I don't have to take it.
That's right. So it looks like this website is just starting up because there's not a lot of contest entries at this point. But I suspect that once the word gets out, there's going to be quite a few because a lot of people have firing stories. You ever been fired, Brad?
I have almost been fired.
Almost. What happened? Did you beg and plead your way back in? Or?
Well, I mean, I am a master of groveling. And, and that all started with my very first job. Well, not my first job, but my first job that involved me driving a car myself.
I see.
Right. I worked at a bookstore. I remember...
Nice.
B. Dalton?
Yes.
I do
remember them. You can still find them online, I think.
Indeed. And I was, you know, I was in high school, and I had to wear a, you can call me Books Pin.
Oh,
I know they had this ad campaign that says, you can call me Books.
Okay, that's weird.
I was a 16-year-old nerd. The last thing I needed was to wear this big, you can call me Books. Why don't you just say, you can give me a wedgie?
Right. Nice.
But I almost got fired. I was put on a 30-day probation in which they were going to fire me if I didn't get my act together.
And what did you do wrong?
I was not putting enough books on a shelf. My job was to put books on a shelf.
Okay.
And when I would take books up there to shelve, the books are just totally out of order. Just no sort of organization at all. You couldn't find anything. So I would sit down and I would reorganize the books, which put me way behind schedule.
Right. It's your A-type personality. You just couldn't help yourself, right?
Yeah, well, I was thinking, how are they going to sell any books if you can't find anything?
Right, well, that's true.
So they told me I had to get my act together because I obviously wasn't doing enough work. So they pointed out to my coworker Tom and said, watch what he does. He's like the star.
Right.
And so I did, and I watched him shelve books, and sure enough, he shelved really fast. Because he was the one throwing books out of order onto the shelves, so
that
there made no rhyme or reason, but he was shelving really fast. But from then on,
I
became an excellent shelver just threw books on the shelf as fast as I could without any concern.
That's interesting. So in reality, though, you were the better employee.
Well,
you almost got fired for that.
Well, it depends on how you define it. Because I learned the importance of marketing. It's not how good your product, or in this case, service is. It's how well you're able to promote or market your product or service.
Right. That's true. I've never actually been fired, although I admit that I've left jobs before because I figured I was going to be fired, so wanted to avoid it. It's not actually, I suppose, as big a stigma as I always thought it was to be fired, because people get fired all the time for all kinds of reasons. But on this blog site, the contest is judged on the originality and creativity in telling the story. That's apparently 65% of the criteria. Whether or not it's humorous, humor is 25% of the criteria, which is nice. And appropriateness to the subject matter is 10%. So I'm not really sure what that last bit is about. I mean,
well, can they increase the in-your-faceness by 8% without, you know, right. blow away everything, but don't alienate anyone?
Right. So whoever earns the highest overall score will win. And actually, they have a whole panel of judges, one of whom is Chris Perillo, who you know.
Oh, he's such a media whore. Oh, which reminds me, I have a call with him tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
I figure together we can create the ultimate media whore.
You can become
the two
super
most
whore.
Obnoxious guys on the internet. Get together and we just sit there and talk.
So is it going to be a 3-hour interview or what's the deal?
I don't know. I'm not even sure what we're going to talk about yet.
You're just going to make it up as you go along.
We'll just make it up as we go along.
Kind of like we do.
Of course, he's editing it, so he can, you know, I'm sure he can come across as clever, and then everything I say can be edited to a bunch of dar.
Excellent.
Which is what you do. I mean, most of what I say here are dar, but
right,
you know,
and I just edit those out.
You just edit those out,
yeah,
which
like,
that's
I'll
why
edit
these,
that one out. Yeah.
You know, I would hope so, because I mean, otherwise. I think it'd be 40 minutes because it's 30 minutes of dar and then 10 minutes of me actually speaking,
right.
You know, coherently.
Yes, that's true.
Well, you know, a lot of places have like all kinds of crazy rules that can get you fired. Like, you're not supposed to get drunk at work. Which,
yeah, I don't know what that's about.
You're not supposed to sleep.
I can't even work unless I'm drunk.
Yeah, you're not supposed to sleep at work. I mean,
right.
Well, where are you supposed to sleep? I have under my desk, I have a whole cubby hole.
Nice.
And then you're not supposed to, I guess some people have run into the problem, I guess you can't play with yourself at work.
Yes, there is actually a story on this simplyfired.com that's somebody got fired for
pleasuring themselves
at work, which I have to say is probably distracting to the other workers. I don't know. I can only assume if that's why they were fired, somebody saw them doing it. So.
Well, as a full-time sexist, as you know,
right.
And by the, you know, the various class
action documents. A professional
sexist,
if you will.
Indeed.
Yes.
The question is, it doesn't identify whether it's a he or she that was
right.
pleasuring themselves. Because what was it they did?
Well, they work for a prosthetics company.
Right.
They didn't actually explain what prosthesis they were using.
For. Yeah, exactly.
We have to guess.
Was it say a was it? Man, I think I'll be quiet now.
Right. I'm going to stop talking now.
Yeah, depends on the prosthetic was.
And I assume they threw
quality,
that one away, right?
They were doing quality control.
Right.
That's all.
And it was quality
gauging
material.
The accuracy.
Right. Oh, how low have we sunk already, I must say.
But I don't know. You know, what the worst part is, are we getting paid for this?
We're not. Oh. We're not. However, I will say.
Are there any advertisements on your Power User TV webpage?
No, there aren't.
So
we're not.
So this is purely kind of a hobby.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, thank you for recognizing it. And
so
I will
just
say that I have not yet begun to sink as low as I can go.
Oh, so, I have so many further depths I
right.
can reach. I haven't even started doing my armpit noises yet.
Oh, no. Yeah, we don't need
that's
any of those
That's probably a whole other segment
right,
on that.
Right, exactly.
Where's Chris Pearl to judge that, you
right.
know? Where is he then?
Right. Well, maybe tomorrow you two can discuss armpit noises.
Well, I would assume.
Right. Okay, Brad. Let's go over the rules for the contest real quick. Again, the website is www.simplyfired.com. And entrants must be 21 years of age or older as of the date of entry. They have to be legal residents of the 50 United States or the District of Columbia. They must have a valid international travel document as of the time of the contest entry. And they must have an email account.
So an email account?
I got at least one of those things.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
And the judging will be on September 1, so there's still plenty of time to get your
get
story.
Get fired?
Right. So I'll go ahead and fire you. And I'll do it in some really horrible way, and then you can.
And then I can
win,
go on a cruise
a
where I can meet
right.
Donald Trump.
Right, exactly.
I think that's most people's dream is to meet Donald Trump.
On
and
a cruise.
Have him tell
no
you
less.
You get fired, yeah.
Right. All right. Thanks for joining me again today, Brad. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us, everyone. You've been listening to Power User Podcast. Visit us on the web at www.poweruser.tv.